ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Thursday.
Rugby League is on your radio.
ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Let's have a look ahead to another one of the games this weekend and also look back on the way this side has changed its fortunes around over the last few weeks under new coach Kieran Foran. And Manly are absolutely flying at the moment. They take on the Titans on Saturday night after that big win up in Magic Round against the West Tigers. And I'm very pleased to say their centre, Ruben Garrick, is on the line now. Ruben, good evening to you, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good evening, guys.
Thanks we got me Ruben on. There? Yeah, hello, mate. No, our pleasure, our pleasure, mate. The way that you guys started the season compared to the way you're playing now, it's just quite incredible. What's Foz brought to this club?
Yeah, I mean, it is a stark difference from how we started. Foz just brings that, I guess, natural leadership there, and we all get right behind him and really love playing for him. Then also, I think the fact is we've got a few boys who started to play really good footy, who we missed last season as well. And that always takes a few games to get going again for the start of the year. So, I think there's a few little factors there. But, really happy with how we're going at the moment.
Yeah, you know, the way that you guys are putting teams away at the moment, your outside back line, obviously, Tolu Kola has just been given an Origin call-up as well. Lehigh playing great footy as well. And you mentioned the players that have missed a lot of footy. Turbo is you know, been in and out of the side as well. But when he comes back into the team, he makes a huge difference as well. And the way that Jake is leading the side now as well, I mean, he's grown an extra leg in the last few weeks as well.
Yeah, Jake's going outstanding at the moment. His last month of footy has been awesome, and I think he just re-signed again for next year, so I'm sure he's very proud, and the club's very lucky to have a player like Jake leading us out most weeks at the moment. And we get Turbo back, hopefully, I'm not sure, in a few weeks maybe, and that only adds another string to our bow, I think. But it's been good to be able to put some performances together without him, and I think it starts from our start of games, I think. We're sort of going out there and playing a really tough brand of footy at the start of games, and I think you get the fruits of that at the back end.
Ruben, it's Alan Tung here, mate. You're playing some really great football yourself, and we're seeing some points scored from this Manly side. But if there's an area of improvement that Kieran Foran is really pushing with the side at the moment, where's that coming from in your eyes?
Yeah, I think it's definitely in their defence. Our line speed and the way we like to put pressure on other teams through that. I think that's the main driver of Foz. And I think if we back ourselves on that and playing that that Manly identity and that Manly brand of footy, which all the great teams who have put on the maroon jersey play that style of footy. So I think that's where he's trying to instill that, his little flavour on our team. And I think you can see that definitely at the start of games. That's what we're doing at the moment. And, we get the rewards at the back end.
Well, I know one of the big stories from last year was Daly Cherry Evans moving on. And, you know, being a Raiders man here, you've got Jamal Fogarty there, but Joey Walsh has done a wonderful job for you as well. But tell us a little bit of the influence of Jamal Fogarty and what he's brought to the Manly Seagulls.
Yeah, Jamal's he's a true leader. He has a strong voice in the group, and I think from the word go in pre-season, we got a taste of that, and it's only grown with confidence as he's sort of got more accustomed to the group. And we're very lucky to have someone like that who can control the game and has a great kicking game and just really controls it for us and keeps a calm head and makes us not rush through our sets or shapes or anything like that, and sort of comes up with the right option most times. And I think he's playing a career best footy too, mind you. I think he's his first month the last sort of month, he's been outstanding. So, it's credit to him. We're very lucky to have someone like him. And I think we've got to thank the Raiders for letting him come to Manly.
That's great. Now, you come up against the Gold Coast Titans that, you know, most would be saying that your favourites to win this game. But when you look at their lineup, they've got plenty of stars across the park, plenty of points in them if you give them a chance. What's been the focus this week coming against the Titans?
Yeah, look, we're really just focused on building, I guess, who we want to be as a footy side, and I guess having that sort of looking inwards and what we want to be. So I think that's been our main focus. But you're right, they're a star-studded lineup, and they have strike all over the paddock. So we're going to have to really try and minimise the threats of Jaden Campbell. And we've got a nice young hooker at the moment too, who seems to run the ball all the time, which we've got to keep an eye out for. So they've got a few quality players there, and I think we've got to try and get out to a good start and put a bit of pressure on them, and hopefully the fans at Brookie can get us home.
Now, Ruben, we've just heard, and I'd love to hear it from your point of view as a current player. We just heard an interview there of Jai Arrow through the week. Just as from a player's perspective and what the talk is, from players at the moment, just about that. Did you get a chance to have a look at that interview and some of your thoughts and feelings around, the news on Jai Arrow through the week?
Yeah, it's quite shocking, Tangi. My heart goes out to his family, and I know he's got a, starting his own young family there now too. So, my heart goes out to them, and, such a terrible thing to happen. And it hits a bit closer to home when it's one of your own, and someone who's playing, it's the same game as you. So, I think there's been a bit of talk about trying to get to Try July for Jai. So, I think myself and the rest of the NRL are going to get right behind that. So hopefully we can get something sorted out and get behind the motor neurone disease there. So, definitely thinking of them.
That's great, mate. And now, just, I know that you've signed with the Roosters. Is there any just little thoughts there? You're just thinking, I just wish I could have stayed with the Seagulls. But what's your thoughts there?
I've sorted out my future before the season started. So, I'm still, happy with my decision there. And but I'll give my absolute best this whole year for Manly, and hopefully that sort of, culminates in a premiership at the end of the year there. But I think, like I always have, I'll give 110% for the Seagulls this year. And and fingers crossed we can be there at the pointy end.
I'm sure all Manly fans are crossing their fingers as well, Ruben, and hoping that is the case. Certainly you're going on the right track to do it at the moment. Before I let you go, I just want to ask you, what is in the water in Gerringong? Because what about some of the players that have coming through the NRL at the moment? Jackson Ford is having an outstanding season. Hamish Stewart, of course. The Couchman brothers, Tyron Wishar. Like, what is doing with Gerringong? You just keep producing and producing and producing.
Yeah, I mean, footy's a way of life down in the Gong. We, everyone just sort of meets up at the footy over most arvos and kicks the footy around, and you got front rows kicking sideline conversions and all the rest, playing mud footy when there's a bit of water on the paddock. But we just love our footy down there. And, I guess that mateship side of the game, which we all love, and while we do love playing the game, is, I guess, a massive reason why footy is strong down there. And why that, ends up being a few players coming through to the NRL. And like you said, Jacko Ford's gone outstanding, and so Tyron Wishart before he got his injuries lately. But, there's some quality players coming through, and I think there's going to be a little breeding ground for a few years to come.
Yeah, indeed, Ruben. Appreciate your time tonight. Good luck for the rest of the season and for whatever is ahead in 2027. We appreciate you catching up with us tonight.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you love rugby league? NRL Thursday on ABC Sport.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Let's talk about New South Wales first, because Victor Radley surprised a few people. Of course, the England international. Now the rules have changed. He's qualified for New South Wales, and Laurie Daly's brought him straight in. And this is what Laurie Daly explained to Andrew Moore on NRL on Monday about his decision to bring in Victor Radley.
He's a guy that is meant to be on this arena. I think his style of footy is suited. I think if you ask anyone what they love about Origin players, they love competitors, and they love someone with a bit of fire in their belly. And I think he brings that and more to any football team he plays in. You can be great at NRL, and we've seen so many wonderful NRL players not have success on the origin stage. Sometimes you don't have to be a superstar of the NRL, but you've got to want it, and you've got to have that desire and the passion to play for New South Wales. And I see that in Victor. I think that he should have been there at some point in time earlier in his career. He gets an opportunity in game one, so we'll see how he goes. Judge him after game one.
I'm sure plenty of people will. Victor the Inflictor has got his sky blue jersey, and he spoke about people who like to play with fire in their belly. Victor Radley's been known to play with slightly too much fire at time. How important is it for him to make sure that he stays on the right line in State of Origin?
Yeah, I think that's really important. I'll back Laurie Daly here, mm-hmm. Because I think that's exactly right. And probably Queensland have stuck to that theory a little bit more than New South Wales have. Is there's players that are just suited to that arena more so than others. You know, you think of the Nate Miles and, the Dallas Johnson, these sort of players that they're just built for Origin football. And, he'll certainly go, well, yes, he treads a fine line, and that's what you love about him, but what gets him in a bit of strife. You know, maybe the rules are a little bit bent in State of Origin. They let a little bit more go, which might go in his favour. But I agree, with that toughness in through the middle there, I think he'll be suited there. There's plenty of players that you could have went, he could have or he should have been in there and whatnot. But let's judge him after this game, because I think I'm backing Laurie there. I think he's a guy that, if you're wanting somebody to go out and put in a wholehearted performance, put his body on the line, he's going to be a guy that's going to do it.
Sully, I've got to ask you, you've got green eyes there. You're Raiders fanatic, obviously. Ethan Strange comes in for his first Origin squad. He's on that six-man bench. Do you see a role for him over that 80 minutes? Obviously, he went on the Kangaroo tour, didn't get a game in the Ashes. Where do you see him potentially fitting in for an Origin debut?
I do, actually. And I see him as that player, the back end of a half, just being that little bit of energy. And we saw him here 2 weeks ago against Penrith. He nearly stole the points from the Panthers with his performance. And I think that's what sealed the deal for Laurie to select him, because he does that. He does, some people say, that little bit erratic, but he's got that little bit of Reece Walsh in him. Mm. And you look on the other side, they didn't pick Reece Walsh. But I think if he gets his opportunity, I think it's the stage is set for Ethan Strange.
Absolutely.
It's a very nice segue. Well done, Sully, because Reece Walsh hasn't been named in that Queensland squad. And Billy Slater lets us know why Kalyn Ponga got the number one jersey ahead of him.
I think we've all seen what Kalyn's done at this level, but also in his return when he's played for the Knights this year. He's in exceptional form. I feel Kalyn's best position is fullback. He knows how to play that position, and he's really nailed it. He's in a real sweet spot of his career and life at the moment. I think he's really balanced, and, looking forward to helping him get after his game too.
Yeah, I called that game when Kalyn came back against South Sydney, and they were incredible. They obviously let South Sydney back into it before winning. He's such a difference to that Newcastle team. Obviously, Tom Dearden is injured, and Billy Slater's gone with Sam Walker. He said, as we heard just there, that he sees Kalyn as a number one. Do you think there was a world where Billy was tossing up maybe to put Kalyn in the halves?
Oh, yeah, I certainly think so. I think there's, when I look at Reece Walsh, absolute superstar. He beat the Raiders here last year, in that semi to get through. Like, unbelievable what he did. But I think there's just a little bit more calmness to Kalyn's game at this point in time, which I think when Billy goes, I know he's got that little bit extra X factor, I think, Reece Walsh, with the speed and whatnot, but there is also probably a couple more errors in his game compared to a Kalyn Ponga. He needs to... We've seen the game more than ever this year with the six again rule and everything like that, that your completion rate is so important in the game, and especially in Origin just around the corner. Errors to a minimum is going to be really important. You play tough and you still got to back yourself with the skill and that, but your completions is going to really, really need to be important. And I think Reece Walsh, he's done some amazing things once again, but probably just hasn't been at his disciplined best. And I think Kalyn's shown that with a bit of his performance. Yes, he's had a few errors here and there too. He's been in and out with a bit of injury. But I think there's a little bit more stability in his game, which I think Billy might just lean towards. What do you think, Sully?
I agree with that totally. But I still think we'll see Reece Walsh in the series somewhere. I really do. I think the big thing is he's he hasn't got the 100% confidence since he's come back from the cheekbone. Mm. And, you know, the other day he started the game beautifully, then a couple of mistakes, those mistakes you talk about. You can't make them in that arena, can you? And that's the big thing for me.
Yeah, and I actually can't wait to see a Sam Walker play. Yeah. I really can't. Like, you know, we know the talent that he's shown for the Roosters, but I really can't wait to see what he does with this calibre of players around him again in this Origin arena. Oh, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, Anton on the Gold Coast asks, why is it that New South Wales can select Victor Radley but Queensland can't select Herbie Farnworth? Well, Anton, it's because Victor Radley, A, was born in Australia and he qualifies for England through his father, but also he was in New South Wales. He was born in New South Wales before the age of 13. Herbie Farnworth didn't move to Queensland until he finished high school. So the rules state that you can have played for New Zealand or England, but you also had to have been in those states from 13 years of age. So, Anton, that's the reason that Herbie Farnworth can't play for Queensland. He's also not playing for the Dolphins tonight. He is out with a hamstring injury, so a big loss for the Dolphins.
NRL Thursday on ABC Sport.
Rugby League is on your radio. ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Yeah, I want to go to a somber note this week because yesterday we heard the devastating news from Jai Arrow that he's been diagnosed with motor neuron disease and he's been forced to announce his immediate retirement from the National Rugby League. Of course, we wish Jai and his family the world of good. You know, everything is crossed that he can fight this successfully. You know, you look at Neil Danaher and the work that he's done in the AFL, the Freeze for MND charity that's been going for so long in the AFL, and it's just a horrible condition that you wouldn't wish on anyone. He sat at the media conference yesterday. He didn't speak at the media conference. We heard Wayne Bennett saying, "I'm sitting here, I've got goosebumps," and Wayne's a pretty cagey figure at the best of times, and you know, he had his heart on his sleeve. Blake Solly read a beautiful statement from Jai Arrow as well. But Channel 9's Danica Mason caught up with Jai Arrow after the announcement. And, geez, this was a pretty emotional piece of media as well. Let's have a listen.
Not that I laughed, but my first question was, all right, where do I go from now?
What have doctors told you?
I have progressed, you know, from November until now. Speech is one of those things. I wanted, you know, to do this to let people know I am okay and I am ready to fight. I do really have a lot. Nothing is going to take me out easy.
Medically, you know, what can you do?
I want to do everything I can. Any trial, any medication that, you know, will maintain me for as long as possible. I want to inspire as well. I want to inspire other people who have, you know, been diagnosed.
He's 30 years of age, Jai Arrow. He's got a young family. You hear him talking to Danica Mason then and the progression of this disease from November, but also behind the suffering that he's obviously going through at the moment, the message of I want to inspire anyone I can on this journey. I mean, it'd be so easy to be selfish there, wouldn't it? But
yeah.
Jai Arrow is fighting this with all he's got, and he wants to help other people as well.
Yeah, you mentioned that word of the unselfishness there, and it's one of those moments that you just stop and you pause and you put life in perspective. You know, we whinge and moan about a lot of things, or, you know, all the things that we've got going on in our life, and then all of a sudden you see the cards that have been dealt, unfortunately, and, you know, our game will no doubt rally around him as best they can, but and the South Sydney Rabbitohs and those words of Blake Solly and Wayne, and, you know, to see his teammates there as well, and you'll know that Yeah, they'll do everything they can to support him, and he'll fight, and he'll do the best he can to be able to raise awareness. But it was something that was really hard to watch, and you know, see him with his young daughter there, and we've got to sometimes just stop and pause and just think about, you know, the bigger picture here, and you know, like you mentioned earlier, you know, our thoughts and prayers and condolences are there, but you know, he's going to fight. That's certainly it's in his DNA. He showed it as a footballer, and he'll do that with this condition as well.
And it is just a game at the end, and you know, we all think of our own families and why I'm sure you ran out for over 200 games, Tungy. You did it for your family, and you did it for your town, and you did it for your people, and that's what Jai did during his career, and that's what he's doing now for his family.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a bigger picture thing. I know that I think sometimes the media can probably, you know, paint the picture of very selfish as players, and they're chasing money and they're doing this and that, and it's accolades, but it's, you know, behind the scenes it's so much different, and you know the sacrifices that coaches from the under-sixes have put in, and these sort of people that have all supported you along the way, and you know, he'll show that fight that he's always had as a footballer, he'll show that to be able to give back to those that have invested in over him and over a period of time.
Sully, you're involved in grassroots footy, you have been for a long, long time. These moments, as tragic as they are when rugby league shines, aren't they?
Yeah, galvanise is the right word. I think you'll find people who galvanise. I think it's a great opportunity now on the verge of Origin. There's a bloke who played 12 Origin games for Queensland, and you know, Danaher's done a great job with the awareness of it, but it's probably not so much our game as such. Mm. So it's some great opportunities, but yeah, it's just, yeah, you get emotional.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Every time I hear that interview, oh, wow.
And we saw how tough Rob Burrow was in England in his fight as well, and the way that the Super League rallied around Rob Burrow and the rest of the UK as well. So our thoughts are with Jai Arrow and his family, of course. 0467 920 222. I wish Jai and his family all the best. I hope he finds peace and comfort. I know the rugby league community will help him and his family now and into the future, especially for his young one. Cheers from a sad hairless chook at Canberra. Thank you for that text message.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.